Truck Chat Technorama for Saturday, November 12th, 2005.
Any similarities between this podcast and actual events and or persons living or dead are purely coincidental. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, and no animals were harmed in making this podcast.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unilateral phase detractors. Cardinal gram meters. Six hygroscopic marble veins. Conductors and fluxes. Prefamulated amulite. Malleable logarithmic casing, swerving bearings, panometric fan, Milford trunnions, and the facet lunar wane shaft, Lotus O deltoid type, semi boloid slots of the stator, drawn reciprocation dingle arm, sinusoidal deplaneration. Retro-incabulator.
Welcome to Chuck Chad Technorama. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. With me is a plethora of other people this time.
Hey, hi, other people.
Yes, we are podcasting live from the Podcast and Portable Media Expo. We are just about, well, the sessions and things are done. I have my wonderful co-host, Craig Stepp.
Hey there. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
I get to use hand signals with these people. That's awesome.
Hey, Chuck, you're a little shorter than I thought.
I'm 6 feet tall. What are you talking about? Everybody's shorter than I thought. That's because the webcam?
My chair is hitting the table leg and making funny noises.
So we have the real mixer, the mic and everything.
You sure that's
else.
Not lunch?
That wasn't lunch.
Okay.
We also have Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast.
Hello, Chuck. Hello.
Hello, hello. We have Kevin Devin from In the Trenches.
Howdy, howdy.
See, they brought their mics. They're smart.
That's right.
We have Kevin's co-host, George Starcher.
Hello.
We have Victor Cahial from the Typical PC User Podcast.
Hello.
Way over in the corner, Douglas E. Welch from Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook.
Buenos dias.
He's not Spanish.
He got that one right.
And Steve Holden from Tech News Radio.
Hello.
You, the lovely listener.
Hey, wait.
We got Trucker Tom on the floor.
Howdy.
He's on the floor.
It was an early night for him.
And that should set the tone for the rest of the show. But before we drag you too much further into this wonderful show, this is a monumentous occasion. We're going to roll that other buttery goodness of history with On This Day in Tech History.
All right.
Be right back. On This Day in Tech History for November 12th, 2005. This is November 12th. It's the 316th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, with just 49 days remaining. It was on this date in 1927 the Holland Tunnel opens to traffic as the first Hudson River vehicular tunnel linking New Jersey to New York City. And in California, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opens to traffic on this date in 1936. A branch of the Exchange National Bank in Chicago, Illinois opens in 1946, becoming the first drive-up windows. And in 1970, the Oregon Highway Division attempts to destroy a rotting beached gray whale with explosives, leading to the now infamous exploding whale incident. The NASA space probe Voyager 1 makes its closest approach to Saturn on this date in 1980. Tim Berners-Lee publishes a formal proposal for the World Wide Web on this date in 1990. The very first web page was published one day later. In 1998, Daimler-Benz completes a merger with Chrysler to form Daimler-Chrysler. And in 2005, the first Podcast and Portable Media Expo concludes. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1842 to John Strutt, the English physicist and Nobel Prize laureate. Excuse me. And in 1896, Salam Ali. Happy birthday, Salam. The Indian ornithologist. My Indian is about as good as my French. And finally, in 2005, Chuck and Craig podcast in person for the first time. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for November 12th, 2005.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and whenever I'm in podcast land, I listen to Chuck Chat.
Welcome back. We apologize for that stereo separation problem that was only coming on one channel on this day in tech history. We recorded that moments before the show. I have no idea because the rest of the music is fine. And I honestly don't know what happened because we struggled to make that come out in stereo. But alas, all our efforts were for naught. But this is Chuck Chat after all, and you get what you pay for. And you didn't pay anything, so shut up.
That's what you get for talking out the side of your mouth.
I just told the listener, but no.
Chuck.
Dave Slusher would slap me up, wouldn't he, after what we just heard today?
Move along.
Thanks. We have some listener feedback.
Oh, man, not again.
Yeah, we do. We're being called out again. Phil Clark, who lives in Chicago, Illinois. Yay, Chicago.
Yay.
Anybody here from Chicago? We've got a live studio audience and podcasters.
Yeah. Anybody here from Chicago?
No.
I can't even do the cricket. I'm too winded. All right, I got to read this. Hi, Chuck. Listening to Craig talk about Media Center software, my ears pricked up. Very interested in this topic myself. No, we have not had alcohol. I'll explain this goofy attitude later. I went to your website as I thought the show notes might have links to the two pieces of software he mentioned. But alas, they didn't, or I couldn't find it. Craig?
I know. Okay, here. You can hit my hand for not putting in the show notes. There you go.
Hey, in real life, that feels good. Can't let you know. At least he doesn't have some goofy sound effect to go with that.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
We're podcasting till Thursday. Try the veal. Can you let me know what they were? I'd like to review them. Didn't you append the show notes, or is that going in tonight?
No, I didn't append the show notes. I figured I'd talk about it again so we can give them the links.
Okay. Also, a little TiVo hiccup that ticked me off. I have DirecTV with RCA Series 2 DVR with the option for USB and Ethernet. I got it because I wanted to do the connection to my wireless network and then put my digitals on the DVR to display on the TV and download programs for later viewing on my laptop. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot. Alas, but DirecTV no longer has the Hughes agreement, so they are not upgrading the version of the software on the DVR to allow this TiVo to go feature that I enabled. Sods? He's a Brit. That's where that comes from.
Oh, what does that mean?
Sods?
Yeah.
It's like...
That was like grass.
No. It's like saying SOBs.
Oh.
Only it's SODs.
I gotcha. Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever.
Is there any listeners out there who have a way around this? I'd be interested in hearing from them. And on a related topic... There was a good discussion on another podcast, Jim Lauterbach's What's New Now show, about the broadcast flag that they are planning on adding to content to prevent this kind of downloading time-shifting viewing. Cheers, Phil Clark, a.k.a. Dr. Phil.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
All right, there was a lot in there. We'll fix the links. We'll have the link in the show notes, but yeah, the TiVo first, hiccup.
Yeah, first off, I was going to say it's Windows Media Connect. You can search for it and find it. And OntoShare is the plugin for the Windows Media that gives you all the functionality of the UPnP.
Let's ask our live studio audience about that DVR thing, though.
Actually, you know what? Wait a minute. Before we do that,
yeah,
I do know that the TiVo to Go is not available on the DirecTV because I think it says it on their website. You shouldn't be able to sign up for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's the thing with DirecTV. However, DirecTV's got their own DVR coming out, which I think it is out now. So, and they may have some options to do that. With their own, but you got to buy yet another receiver and yet another you know, service account with them. So,
anybody else want to add anything to that? Okay, they're shaking their head.
No. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you big help. Get out.
You know what? They're about as much help as they are on a normal show.
They're waiting for the ribs to show up.
We're just here for the pig.
Those are slusher ribs.
All right, our other reader feedback was from our wonderful, faithful listener, Jorga Schrauen. In Europe, we were talking about 911 and the cell phones and whatnot, how the VoIP people are stating you got to have 911 and they say don't and yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. His comment to that was, in Europe you can call 112, which is the 911 of Europe. Why do they call it 112? Quick, someone call 911. Only dial 112.
Hey, they call people sods. What do you expect?
No, this is Belgium now. Europe is from Belgium.
Well, maybe he does. I don't know.
If you don't have a PIN code, turn on cell phone, hit 112, and you're good to go. Same if your network isn't available, but another one is. So Jorga is just giving us a little FYI there for all of our European listeners. Dial 112.
Cool.
Is that what it says on the side of the police cars, you think?
I don't know, but we may need that number by the time this podcast ends.
We're only 11 minutes into it.
No, I think I feel an emergency coming on.
An emergency. We don't have our typewriter with us, Craig. Yeah.
Or my cool sound effects.
It's time for the news. Quick news here. I have to give credit to our news hound this week because I have not had a lot of time to read things as we've been in expo seminars and whatnot. K.O. Wright, thank you very much for sending me these emails. Keep them coming. She sends me these information and technology emails, and I actually find those a little easier. Although, I should mention, when they get formatted, they get some crazy problem with word wrap. I get the sentence, and then in the next line, I get one word.
Hey, Chuck,
and then
go to the next this line. Is the news section. Let's talk about it.
I got to put him on the other end of a Skype connection again. Stolen computer contains 3,600 consumer credit IDs. A desktop computer stolen last month from one of the nation's three major credit card bureaus contained numbers and other credit information for as many as 3,600 people. The company confirmed Friday. TransUnion LLC, which along with Equifax Inc. and Experian Information Solutions checks consumers' credit on behalf of banks and other lenders, acknowledged the security breach after it was first reported this week by the Privacy Times newsletter. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. Hey. They said, at this point, we do not believe there is any indication of any fraudulent activity. So they're watching credit ratings, and they'll help you fix problems if your
credit
gets in the loop.
I have a question.
Yeah.
They had 3,600 credit card IDs on there. Why don't they just transmit them over the internet like everybody else?
I can't figure out what it was doing on a desktop machine. Shouldn't stuff like that be in a database on a server?
Well, it was on a laptop. I said, why didn't they just transfer it on the internet?
No, it was a desktop.
Oh, was it?
A desktop computer stolen last month.
Oh, well.
Doesn't it seem like it's some kind of plot where we have all of these different, you know suitcases or machines stolen, and all of a sudden there's, you know, filled with credit card numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, why wasn't it like AIM conversations or some crap like that?
Well, it kind of gets to the...
Man, my movie downloads were stolen.
It kind of... What it brings up to me in my discussion, I can see how that desktop machine would have credit card numbers on it, because... Kevin, your company probably does this. They have a database, and then the accounting group will have like an Excel spreadsheet with an ODBC connection to it. Mm-hmm. Boom, it's on the desktop.
Yeah, a copy of the records, yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody steals that machine, they've got that Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, someone's doing an analysis or something like that, yeah.
So I can see how it happened, but there is a whole world of security issues like that out there.
You would think, though, that they wouldn't need to have all of the data. You know, just maybe the number alone. I don't know why they would need the expiration or anything like that, or the code that you have to plug in.
Like split it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to extract data, just extract what you need, not, hey, give me it all, give me everything.
Well, it wouldn't be a news story if they didn't.
Well, that's true.
What can we talk about? Well, nothing happened.
Yeah. I'm sure they wish that was their story.
All right, here's some good news. Everybody's well aware of the Sony rootkit problem.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sony.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
We love Sony. Sony to stop producing protected CDs temporarily. You're much better than mine. I had a trade.
Yeah. No kidding.
Sorry.
Hey.
Kevin's got such a
rich sounding voice. I can get on. I can get on top of my, but I don't have my pop filter, so I'm a little too. I'm afraid to get too close to it.
No, that's from beer. That's what that's from.
I haven't had beer.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
We're gonna explain my highness later. Sony to stop controversial CD software by Associated Press rolled this one out today. Stung by continuing criticism, the world's second largest music label, Sony BMG Music Entertainment, promised Friday to temporarily suspend making music CDs with anti-piracy technology that can leave computers vulnerable to hackers. Yay! But as Steve Gibson said not moments ago, there's still a whole bunch of CDs that are in the chain. There's a whole bunch of computers that have this crap on them.
Yeah, that's just a small part. Big deal. So they quit making them. They're all, like you said, they're all out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of cleanup work left to do.
It's been going on for, 6 months or more?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I thought it was like two.
No, last I heard, it's been going on for 6 months.
And the best thing about it, people are starting to take advantage of the exploits now. Starting to float around.
These guys are making hand signals over here telling Steve Holden how much ribs they want. Sorry to interrupt.
I want 12 ribs.
Bring us some beer. Yeah, and a six-pack. Yeah. No, wait. A case. Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
We do have an attached story to this. BTW exploits are already roaming around taking advantage of the rootkit.
BTW stands for by the way.
Oh.
That's what I was just saying. There's some rootkits, or some hackers are taking advantage of the rootkits.
On my computer, what does OFF stand for?
Office use only.
Anyway.
We have a strange story.
Oh, yeah.
You contributed all these, so I'm going to let you talk while I drink.
Yes.
Water.
Somebody actually filed a patent for the Stargate spaceship. And funny enough, it looks just like the TV show. The big Stargate. I don't know where in the world.
Does it work?
I guess, I don't know.
How can you patent something that doesn't work? Are they just patenting a Hollywood prop?
People patent crap all the time.
Microsoft patents crap all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
That's right. Anyway, if you go look at the picture, it looks eerily similar to the television show prop.
That ranks right up there for our strange story category. That's right.
And also, I haven't played it yet, but there is Risk made up with Google Maps and a little bit of hacking, and you can go play with other players on the internet. You put push pins. I'm sorry, you distracted me. You put push pins on there, and you take over the country or the world.
Give the mic to George there.
Yeah.
And George, tell the listener about Risk for those who don't know. It's a board game, right?
Yeah, it's a board game.
And what do you do?
You get so many different armies and a number of armies starting off. You get certain countries, you know, starting off. And then you work to fight the other players.
There's a front and back.
Oh, there is.
Hey, Kevin's got the headphones, so he knew something was wrong. I'm going, what's it? George is in the bathroom.
Come out of the closet, George.
Easy.
Hey. You were the twit in the can earlier.
That's right.
This show doesn't get edited.
No.
We're keeping it G.
But, so anyway, you know, and you take turns attacking other players and take over the countries till you own the whole map, so.
We'll have to play that a little bit later. Oh, that looks pretty cool.
It's a game of conquest strategy.
It takes a long time.
It does. Yeah. I remember playing that with my friend Rob Hilton in fourth grade. He lived like a block away from me, and it seemed like it took a month to get through that game.
It's like, here's Monopoly, and there's Risk.
Well, that's the question. Does that... online version allow you to save your place in the game?
Well, we're going to have to go look because we only got one network connection here in the hotel.
For those of you who didn't know,
and I don't have it.
Craig went, here's Monopoly. He was using hand gestures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the webcam's at home. So, yes, here's Monopoly way down here, and here's Risk as far as time goes. It takes a long time.
All right, what's this about SEO you got?
Yeah, you know, between SCO and IBM, they've been going on back and forth trying to settle this. You did something to Linux. You put some Linux ORs in there, and you know, back and forth. They've been.
Are they still crying foul?
Oh my gosh! Yes, and they subpoenaed information about the Linux 2.7 kernel.
He said subpoena.
Cornholio. He's at some PM.
Anyway, so Sco asked for all their information, and they had them what they did with Linux 2.7. Well, guess what? They're just showing that they don't have a clue. 2.7 is not even out yet. Or in development. We're still on 2.6.
You sure it wasn't just a typo? Like no. The beef panties?
Yeah. No, they wanted 2.7. So...
All right.
It's a proactive lawsuit.
We're thinking what you're going to do in the future.
We're still mad at you on the next release.
Yeah. And then I found over at the Make magazine, they have a Make pool over at Flickr where you know everybody submits pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a nice little hack for an older Mac, like a Mac Classic or something like that. It's called the iWipe.
What is it?
iWipe. Would you like to take a guess?
Does it have to do with the lavatory?
Yes.
Okay, leave her there.
No, what it is, they gutted it, and in the middle they got toilet paper, and the toilet paper comes out of the floppy slot.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to have to take a look. You get a link here to Flickr. That'll help.
Yep.
It was Filter on behind that?
I don't know. I'll have to check that with him.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see him tonight.
Yeah, maybe. If he hadn't left already.
Man.
Man, we've met so many people this week. It's awesome.
We have. Let's go through a little blog roll here of who we...
Yeah.
My cards are over here.
Tell everyone what you've been doing, Chuck, to get autographs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to talk about
those
this.
Those of you who have watched the webcam know that I have these old Fortran punch cards that I write on and, you know, say, on the air, when the next show is, I'll be right back. Well, I took a good chunk of these to the Podcast and Portable Media Expo, approximately a centimeter thick. And got a whole bunch of signatures, autographs of people, and they loved it. I mean, it was very unique. They didn't know what the heck. Some knew what they were and said, "Where did you get those?"
Those look like mine.
Leo just died laughing when you pulled that out.
Yeah.
The target really was Leo. As soon as I saw Leo and wanted his autograph, he just looked at him and went, "Yeah, where did you get that?" So I won't read them all, but...
I like the one person's reaction. I forget who it was. It said, "Is this for real?"
Yeah. Where'd you get these? I said, it's an old a computer assignment I had in 1982.
It was a backup you had.
Johnny B., Todd Cochran, Doug Kay from IT Conversation, Scott Shepard and his gang from Inside Mac Radio, Chris McIntyre from Podcast Alley, Evo Terra from the Dragon Page.
Which, by the way, Dragon Page winging it.
Yeah.
Tell them.
We did the last episode of Dragon Page winging it. Me, Craig, George,
Kevin,
Victor, Steve.
He was in and out.
Victor. Yeah, when the show shut down, Victor shut down. We got Dr. Floyd from the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, including Dr. Steve and Fidgert.
No, yeah, I'll say that says Fidgert right there.
Fidgert, yeah. Madge Weinstein was kind enough to write a book on one of these things that I can't read on this show.
Hey, wait a minute, Chuck. Whoa.
What?
I haven't signed one.
Shame on me. I've got like three left. I'm saving the best for you. Christian Stahl from HomeNetworkHelp.info. I said I wasn't going to read all these, but Steve Holden, I'm going to read them anyway because they're just fun. Tim Berkwin and Emil Berkwin, the Podcast Brothers. Tim Berkwin was responsible for putting all this nonsense together.
It's his fault.
Digital Bill and Mr. Mark from Wizards of Technology, who want to talk to us about Podstats, Kevin. We got to get back with them on that.
He's got a problem with it.
Laura Burstein. Oh, yeah. She kissed the card and then...
Laura!
Swoopy from Skepticality.
Hey, baby.
Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle. That was nice of him. Lance Heath, who's sitting right here.
You said pickle?
I was holding up the signatures and seeing if people could guess them, and I held up Lance's. No one got it.
Oh, whoa.
Chris Perillo, Eric Rice... Michael Gohe again from Real Reviews, Andy McCaskey /.review. Anybody want to buy these? You know, give me a bid. Maybe
we're going to put these on eBay.
Michael Butler
later.
From Rock and Roll Geek, John Chambers, 1 minute tip, Douglas E. Welch, who's in the room, Rob from Podcast 411, Adam Christensen from Madcast. This is just great fun. The official Adam Curry. Yes, I signed him.
You signed him?
You signed
him?
Adam Curry?
It was on his left butt cheek.
It's not,
moving right along.
Not half as offensive was what Madge wrote, but we'll just leave it at that.
What did
Madge
you tell
is on his right.
Todd Cochran, Franklin McMahon. You know, a lot of these we listened to, and I'm sure a lot of them you knew. Trucker Tom, who's still on the floor.
Yep. Hey, somebody put a mirror under his nose and make sure he's okay.
And, of course, Leo Laporte was kind enough to sign. I shouldn't have given him one so full of holes. I should have given him, like, this data card. Phil Terone, who wrote End of File and then signed it. That's kind of
very nice.
Appropriate because he got the End of Data Set card. Craig Patchett, who wrote No Stinking Transmitters. He's the guy you always hear, "Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters." Soccer Girl, whoo. Georgi Starcher.
Yeah.
Georgi Starcher.
Dave Slusher, Evil Genius Chronicles. Victor Cahiao. From Tech News Radio. Oh, that was Steve Holden. And from In the Trenches. I'm just reading the names here. Brian Ibbett from Coverville. And even August Trometer from iPodRx. So we didn't get purely podcasters, but we did.
That's
have
why
fun.
We podcast, because we can't write worth a damn.
That's our
that's right.
That's our brog roll.
Yeah, that's our blog roll.
Hey, but along with getting back to our previous topic before we went through the history of podcasting here, we mentioned that we were winging it last night, weren't we?
We weren't winging it, we were winging it.
Yeah, we were the lasers.
We were drinking it too.
This show will come out before winging it, so look for that show about Wednesdays when they usually roll it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do some editing because there were some.
Hey, everybody's supposed
what
to
is
turn
that
their cell
noise? Oh, Tom's going in the can. That's where we take our calls.
That was Trucker Tom going off.
He got up off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
now we know how to make him move.
That's right. Just calling.
But what else were we want? No. I'm saving that. We did something else, didn't we? Winging it. We haven't done our FitCast yet.
Oh, no.
The Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Floyd, that's right. Dr. Floyd did a live show last night. It's been a busy weekend. Last night, we were in the concierge lounge, and Dr. Floyd did a live show. It's already in the feed. They released it. It was
loads of fun. They worked the audience and everything, had props, the whole works.
Door.
And they got Chuck to do the sound effects. That was a lot of fun. Hey, we'll have pictures up.
Yeah, if you listen to that, I was the Foley artist.
Oh, and by
the only
way,
ones I didn't do was the foghorn. That was off.
If everybody goes to Flickr and look under tags and look at for Podcast Expo, you'll see tons of pictures of all the stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just from us, but everybody's, you know.
Now, I got to explain about the Dr. Floyd thing. Craig was taking pictures, and they were screening me to be the Foley artist. And at one point, Leslie lifted up my pant leg. She got down on her knees and lifted up my pant leg to she pulled a hair off my leg. Didn't see what sound I would make because I was had to make sounds.
You want to like do it?
And Craig snapped a rather, what do you call that?
Risque,
compromising,
suggestive picture. Yeah. Suggestive. And then George gets one later with Leslie's tongue wagging out. So if you probably see these side by side, they don't look good. It's not a. No, okay. It's not what it looks like. I'm just defending myself now.
If you have to explain it.
What happens in Ontario stays in Ontario.
Yeah. All right, let's move on along.
What are we rolling the music for? I can't see.
I don't know.
Is it Geek Library time?
Hold on.
It's so much easier when I have control of the music.
Sorry, I got excited there.
What? We can do the Geek Library thing. I mean, the Geek Thoughts.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, roll it. Okay, we'll be back. We got some killer news. You guys are going to love this. Our friends in tech made major score, but we're going to save for just a sec. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm glad they finally got Wi-Fi in here.
This is Adam Savage from Mythbusters, and you're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig.
And mic's up.
All right, Victor's leaving us. We have to say goodbye to Victor.
Thanks, everybody. It was great to be along all these guys. It's been really fun, and of course, always good to be on your show.
It has been fun.
Yeah, see you, Victor.
Victor, take care.
He made it through 30 minutes of the show. That was a subtle way of telling everybody else, we're 30 minutes into the show!
I don't know if we're going to make it through the 30-minute show.
All right, should we tell them our big news?
Yes, bring it out.
The big news is... At the expo, Leo was doing a live twit, and he was inviting people to come sit down and explain about their podcast and stuff.
You have some explaining to do.
I got on twit.
Yes.
As a representative of FIT. So we had a twit fit.
Oh, it was cool. They had the cameras going, and it was just cool. I think Chuck needed a shot or something to calm his nerves before.
I did. I really don't like being on other people's shows all that much because I'm not in control of the content.
Chuck made the mistake of getting closest to them when they were setting up, so we just all stayed behind him. No, so he was the one that got pushed forward.
I think it was one of those, one of y'all step forward.
Yeah, one of y'all step forward and the other purple shirts moved back.
So, anyway... Let's see.
What's going on back there?
It's a help desk call. What? It's tech support.
Yeah. At any rate.
Oh, I get it. Who walked in?
Who is it? Okay.
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hey there.
How'd you like to be on Technorama?
I wouldn't like it at all.
Too late.
You are.
This is Steve Holden, and I met Karen down in the lobby, and she's having an audio problem with her laptop, and I volunteered to have us try to solve her problem for her.
Oh, right.
What do you charge?
$100 an hour.
And I live just next door.
What a sweetheart.
I had no idea there were how many tech guys?
You scored the jackpot.
I know.
If we can't fix it, sell it.
Let's see. This is a test. Somebody sent me, actually.
You got a 10% chance of solving that problem.
All right. So we made it on Twit. We did Winging It.
Yeah.
We did Dr. Floyd.
Yep.
If anybody asked me, you know, a week ago or 48 hours ago what I thought would happen, I would have been lucky to get away with a picture with Leo.
Oh, yeah.
And
wait a minute.
Just completely blew
speaking
way
of
over
pictures,
expectations.
Speaking of pictures with Leo.
Oh, pictures with Leo. Craig's got some dandies, too.
Hey, forget Chuck's compromising picture. I got Leo climbing over my back.
Climbing over your back? You guys were intimate in that picture.
You know, I've been trying to get a picture with him since Tech TV days. I showed up at Tech TV the day after he left. So I've always been on this mission to get a picture with him. And when I finally did, he's like... starts hugging me and lifting his leg, and I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't sign up for this.
Someone get the water hose, quick.
Yeah. This happened with a beagle once.
And this was before we were all drinking.
That's right. But anyway, I have to say it was a lot of fun. He was great. He was speaking to everybody and taking time.
He was
the nicest
guy.
Yeah, he was really nice. And I could tell he was getting tired by the time we asked him for pictures. And, you know, he was, like, starting to goof off and stuff. But, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, wonderful guy. I can't say enough about him. Yeah, and he remembered all the names as the weekend went on. Of course, badges help around your neck, but...
Well, he couldn't help it because we were basically stalking him.
Yeah, pretty
every
much.
Time he turned around, hey, Leo.
Can you sign my Fortran card? Leo, can we be on your show? Leo, you want to be on our show? We half expected him here.
Yeah, right.
But let's not push it.
The night's still young.
If the door, if Curry knocks on the door, tell him we're busy.
Yeah. send him down to get our barbecue.
All right,
barbecue boy.
This sauce, it's not flat. It's too flat. Go get something more spicy.
Be going with you.
Let's move into the Geek Library. We're going to finish it up because we're right on schedule. I like this show, how it's going.
Now, I obviously can't pull it up because we're limited on network, but in the Geek Library, we have Star Trek The Next Generation written by...
I'll pull it up.
Dr. Seuss.
Star Trek Dr. Seuss. This is pretty good. Yeah. Authored by Dave Fuller. That name sounds really familiar. Do we know Dave Fuller?
He was probably here.
We know Dave Slusher.
Yeah.
He talked today.
You don't know. Yes, he did. And Dave Slusher was awesome.
You don't know Slush. Okay. Let me. This is Data's part. Our ship can get there very fast. but still the trip will last and last. We'll have 2 days till we arrive, but can the Indrians survive? Oh, well,
can the replicator bring Grenigs and Ham? I like Grenigs and Ham. Yes, I am.
Bring the beer.
Riker says, but sir,
if gray hot.
Yeah, but sir, if Geordi says we can't, we can't, we mustn't, and we shan't. The danger here is far too great. But surely we must not be late. I'm sensing anger and great ire. Alert, alert, the ship's on fire.
The ship's on fire. How can this be? Who lit the fire?
Not me.
Not me. Computer, long till we die?
8 minutes left to say goodbye. It goes on like that. It's pretty funny. The meter is pretty good.
All right, and the other thing we have in the Geek Library, I have a link to an article over at Slashdot. Hey, wait a minute.
Hark, listen. I hear a train. That's what we get three times a night in this hotel.
Listen to the rumble. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a...
Yeah, you hear it.
There you go. It's like it's snowing, you know, you hear the train.
Good grief.
This is a perfect place to have a hotel.
Well, here's the other article I had was over at Slashdot. They have an article talking about OpenOffice.org training videos. Anything from installation all the way to day-to-day use, which looked pretty cool. I haven't watched any of them yet because we've been too busy crashing everybody else's podcast. And we still got time. So...
we have links in the show notes as usual. Blah, yep. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
We done?
Yep. So here we go.
We're at the end of the show.
Yep.
We got nothing left. It was a great time. We're having a great time. We'll be back to normal format and normal remote podcasting on Wednesday.
Without tech support.
Give them the end of show stuff. How to contact us.
You can call our listener line at 206-222-CHAT, and you can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. You can email me at Craig, that's K-R-E-G, at chuck@chat.com. And don't forget to visit the website for forum, swag, webcam, mailing list, and links, and all that good stuff.
Did you save any parting words of wisdom?
Crash a podcast. All right, everybody, big binary high five.
101.
Yes.